And here we are. We're going to finish. We're going to do proposal number 4 of 4 in the family related proposals. And this has to do with the general topic of community service. This is a wide ranging type of a thing. And I think it's the type of thing that a lot of people are involved in their given communities. And we see community services can be very reactionary at times. If there's a natural, say if there's a natural disaster, a tornado, severe storms, and we help each other. You know, we come out and go to neighboring communities to help them after a disaster. Right now, as I'm recording this, they're having Hurricane Matthew in the Gulf, which is going to be a greater mess than anybody can understand. The people in Georgia and Florida, parts of the northern part of Florida coast, Georgia, South Carolina, are going to have a storm surge, and they have no idea what that can do if they have. They didn't see any of the videos that came out after Katrina hit the Gulf Coast. Everybody focused on Katrina then in New Orleans and didn't realize that the entire Gulf course had a 15 to 20 foot storm surge, and it just cleaned everything. So unfortunately, the country's going to get a very well documented and well filmed lesson in that. But I digress a little bit. Now, and along that line, in community service, I live in Carroll County, Maryland, and the high schools around here have a program where, as part of your coursework or your responsibilities or your what's expected of you before you can graduate high school, is you do a certain amount of community service, a certain number of hours, certain activities. And it's just, I think we need to make this more of a national standard. I think due to global warming, we're going to have more and more, and I don't think it, I know it. If you do any research into this at all, you know we're going to start having a whole lot more storms, just hurricanes, but heavy thunderstorms. Instead of having half an inch or an inch of rain with storms like we used to have, now we're having 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all right, and we have floods. So I think it's going to be as part of national preparedness, right? In the high schools in particular, that's a good place to do that. So we should have it as a national standard, right? Also have these programs set up so that the adults can go and get trained. You know, what happens? What can I do? Basically, the first responder group, first responder attitude. Not everybody has to be an EMT, emergency medical, but how to get out there and help people, help find people, help clean up debris, whatever. Help each other, you know, out of these calamities that happen. And unfortunately, they're going to happen with greater frequency as we go forward. That's about it. Nothing, again, I like the term, you know, it ain't rocket science. It's just something that we can learn to do and have you can't demand that people go out and help the other people. That's just not the way we do things here, but everybody can be trained in high school. Employers could also have some films and things that they can run for people so that people know what to do in the case of natural disasters or whatever might happen. So that's it. Wrap that up and let's see the next group. Well, we'll talk about that. You'll see. You know, these are all kind of broken up. So that's it on family support, family-related type things. Again, we talked about the Family Support Act, making all these services for families much more coordinated and much more focused on helping people, but people getting people into a mindset in a job situation where they will learn to help themselves, become less of a burden on the taxpayers. Okay, we still have people, they got to be responsible. Family Basic Asset, talking about fixed address for all American citizens, all of them, okay? Youth and adult fitness, and finally, community service, talking about pretty much first responders, helping our neighbors, whether it's the next door, the zip code, or two states away. So that's it. Thanks a lot. Take care. I hope you found this of interest, and you think about voting for this sometime soon. Thanks, and take care.